On July 4, 1776, Congress approved the final text of the Declaration of Independence. On July 4, 2019, West Michigan Congressman Justin Amash made his own Declaration of Independence with an editorial in the Washington Post declaring our politics in a partisan death spiral and that he is leaving the GOP. What does a newly independent Justin Amash mean for both parties? We turn to John Selleck. He's the CEO of the Lansing PR firm Harbor Strategic. And a bit of history. It's worthwhile. He was communications director for two Republican attorneys general. He worked in the office of Governor John Engler, and he was campaign director in Michigan for the Mitt Romney presidential campaign. John, did Congressman Amash surprise you with this move?
No, he didn't. And I don't think he surprised anyone else as well. Congressman Amash has kind of had his own brand throughout his career from the day he was elected. He never quite comfortably wore the Republican clothes, so to speak. He was really focused on being the constitutional consciousness of the country, as opposed to somebody that was looking for a checklist of results in his time in office. And that was seen as unique at first because he was always Mr. No on everything, but he was always out in public explaining why he was against sometimes what seemed like obvious yes votes for spending in Congress, for example. But that act is kind of worn thin, and we've gotten ourselves to the point where he felt he had to separate himself from the party altogether to keep to speaking his mind.
And indeed, in his Washington Post op-ed, the congressman focused on his disenchantment with party politics, and he followed that up as he spoke with Jake Tapper on CNN.
I think we really need the American people to stand up and say, hey, enough is enough. We've had it with these two parties trying to ram their partisan nonsense down our throats week after week. We want a person to go represent us and be open and represent the entire community.
John, do you think there is a significant number of Michigan voters who say, you know what, I do agree with him, you know, who do not feel well served by either party?
I don't think it's that specific. I think that there are people who are entirely frustrated with the general noise level that comes from Washington and maybe just as annoyed, but slightly less annoyed about the noise level that comes from Lansing and the politicians around them. Certainly one thing I think folks in West Michigan appreciate about Justin Amash is that he seems to speak his mind. And whether you agreed with him or not, he seems to be actually telling the truth as far as he sees it. Strangely enough, he's not exactly bosom buddies with the president, but I think that's a similar factor to the president. The president speaks his mind. He's not afraid of political correctness or anything else. And they've tended to support him right now in some of the polling we've seen coming out. Even folks that struggle to see him as fully presidential in the way that they traditionally see a president acting, 20% of those still gave him a positive job approval rating. So I think more so in the big picture, going back to your original question, what Justin Amash was doing is looking for the exits. And to do so and explain why he's departing, he just basically took a shot at everybody and continued down the path maybe he's been on since the start, which was to sort of be on his own.
All right, let's talk some Michigan politics here. So we have Peter Meyer, grandson, of course, of Frederick Meyer of the Meyer store fame, jumped into the GOP primary race just before Amash officially left the party, joining fellow GOP challengers, State Representative Jim Lauer, State Representative Lynn Afendoulis, and former Sand Lake Village President Tom Norton. And today, Democrat and immigration attorney Hillary Scolton jumped into the race. Meantime, Amash has lost backing from his big supporters, the DeVoses. So would he have a hard time winning re-election, running as an independent?
Well, if we looked at this situation in a purely academic sense, based on political history, the idea that any politician could switch himself or herself outside the traditional two-party system and say they were independent and run for the same seat and win, I've not yet seen anybody point to anything in history in Michigan that shows that's accomplishable. What's intriguing about Justin Amash is that he seemingly has been at war with his own party throughout the entire time he's been in Congress for those 10 years. And he's, to his credit, he has fought them off. He's been challenged more than once. He had a most significant challenge in 2014. And in his post-election victory speech, he was pretty fired up and having taken on all the worlds that were against him and knocking them back. And I think maybe looking at the war he faces right now to keep his seat and probably what caused him to move off into the path that he has is he had always been building up difficulties with the business and civic community in West Michigan. I think, again, they appreciated his honesty. They appreciated his outspokenness. He was never afraid to face the public. He took on town halls repeatedly and spoke his mind. But sometimes we want to see politicians working to actually get results and find compromise to accomplish things for your region. West Michigan is a very well-governed, well-organized region. They don't do showboats in Grand Rapids, and Justin drew a lot of attention to himself. So over time, that act of always being no and opposing every single vote that came up, seemingly, for projects that could benefit West Michigan, that act kind of wore thin. But then with the with his position against the president and seeking impeachment, he opened a second front on that war. So he almost had no choice but to leave the party. But he, facing that two-front war, most people would assume you're a dead duck. You have no chance. But like I said earlier, because it's Justin Amash and he's kind of fought off multiple opponents in the past, it's intriguing. You can't count him out, so it's kind of interesting to watch.
Could Democrats mount a reasonable challenge for that seat? I mean, with redistricting in store after the 2020 census, is it a seat that could become more competitive?
Well, the Democrats have tried to sell that they are on the ascendancy in West Michigan, and they certainly have made some progress. If you looked at concentric circles starting very tightly in the city of Grand Rapids, they've had success, and they've started trying to branch outward. In a big picture sense, you could say that Kent County, which houses Grand Rapids, is somewhat similar to Oakland County, the main suburb of Detroit, where if you are higher income and have a high level of college education, you tended to start moving toward the Democrats. And Kent County does fit those check boxes, but they also start off with a much more conservative social culture in West Michigan, and they've still been sticking with Republicans more strongly than some of the other suburban areas in the state. So that presents a big challenge for Democrats. They also, among the crop of candidates they have right now, don't have anybody with a huge name ID or seemingly any kind of strong independent resources to mount a serious challenge. But again, we're pretty far from the election, so we'll have to wait to see.
Let's talk about serving the district. Now that Amash is not affiliated with a major party, how much power might he lose in Congress? I mean, we know he has argued that committees have no power anymore anyway, and that the speaker has way too much control over the past decade, pointing to Boehner, Pelosi, and Ryan. But what do you think about his standing in Congress and his power?
Well, I think he started off from the beginning not seeking to accumulate power in the traditional sense. He wasn't going to wait his turn and follow the chain of time to get to the top of any particular committee. Now you compound that with the fact that Republicans lost control of Congress. So he really doesn't have much going on there at all. I don't think it would suit him at all philosophically to join up with the Democrats and gain any kind of influence or power on a committee, because that would further undercut his position as an independent-minded kind of guy. But what that does do is go back to my early argument that in West Michigan, people elect folks to go to Congress and try to come up with compromises and deliver results for their area. He's further from accomplishing any result from West Michigan than he's ever been at any point in his career because of his own choices.
And, of course, there's been that question about would he run for president as an independent? And as to that question, here is what the congressman told CNN.
I still wouldn't rule anything like that out. I believe that I have to use my skills, my public influence, where it serves the country best. And I believe I have to defend the Constitution in whichever way works best.
And we know in the 2016 presidential election, Libertarian Gary Johnson took nearly 4% of the vote in Michigan. Could Justin Amash win an even bigger slice of the vote if he ran against President Trump?
Well, some conventional wisdom would point to that with a Libertarian running and peeling votes off from a Republican. But some polling data that came out a few months ago indicated that it would go the other way. It would peel off some of the Bernie Sanders type voters from a Joe Biden candidacy and slide them towards the president. This is really a completely, Cindy, unprecedented situation for Michigan politics. Every single person, including me, who comes on the air is essentially making an educated guess. And this is going to set a new point in history going forward for how these kind of activities take place, whether his prediction that the two-party system is kind of heading for the scrap pile, if that's true or not. I really don't see it being the case at this point. Third parties have not been able to mount any kind of challenge other than basically to be a spoiler. So we'll have to see how that turns out as the year goes on.
John Selleck, veteran Republican strategist. John, thanks so much.
Sure. Thank you, Cindy.
And we should note, Stateside has reached out to Congressman Amash's office requesting an interview.